This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Swing. There's a drive to left field deep. Back toward the wall. Is it tying the game? Home run. That puts the Red Sox ahead 8-7. Can you believe it? A three-run homer off the bat of Trace Thompson, number five this spring.
Five homers now. What is that? 11 RBIs on the spring already for Trace. He has been hot, and he's been playing a really good outfield as well.
Wow.
It's time for the Travis Thomas Show on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Here we go, baby. The Travis Thomas Experience finally has returned back here on WEEI. I wasn't here last weekend. And here's how I know you guys really love me, is a few people sent me messages like, hey, where were you on Saturday? I was like, listen, this isn't like a regular thing. I wish it was, but I, you know, when WEEI throws up the bat signal for me, that's when I come and make it happen. If not, I ain't. So I'm back. I'm with you till six. I'm loving life because, you know, we need to get in here and talk, right? I mean, this show is therapeutic. I'm here for you. You're here for me. We need to talk right now. I know the Bruins are playing the Lightning as we speak, but I'm sure many of you are listening and have that game on in the background. I just want you to know I'm here for you. Now, Trace Thompson hit an absolute moon rocket as far as the Sox go. So he leads the league now with five home runs so far in spring training. But the Twins win the game 9-8. So if you want to talk Sox, of course, I'm always here for that as well. 617-779-7937. If you want to talk about today's game or anything Red Sox, I'm your man. But you know where I'm starting, don't you? Because, yeah, Sox have been impressive in spring training. Pitching's held up nicely. Young prospects, I think they've excelled. Boy, does Alex Bregman look like the truth, huh? So I'm always down to do that if you want to do it. But you know I have to start with where my heart is broken, and I have to imagine your heart is broken as well, with Brad Marchand now being shipped to all teams to the Panthers. I mean, I talked all week on Nesson about I thought Marchand would get traded, and I thought it would be to a contender. And I understood it. I had already kind of made peace with it in my mind and in my heart because it just made sense. It made business sense. Bruins need to rebuild, rip the Band-Aid off. And Brad obviously deserves an opportunity to play for a contender, try to get a cup on his way out in his career. And they couldn't make the money work. Like, we knew that in the offseason. They couldn't get a deal done. So we kind of, when this team wasn't looking like a playoff team, we kind of felt like this would be possible. I know many of us were in denial about this. Well, they're not going to trade Brad Marchand. Well, I mean, how many times have we seen this in sports? Not just hockey. I mean, we've seen it all across football, basketball, baseball, you name it. Where someone's been with the team forever, you think they're going to retire there, and they get traded at the end. It happens. Or they get cut, released. It happens. And we all have seen it. We all have felt that. And now the rebuild is on. I mean, Coyle to Colorado, Carlo to Toronto. I think I was just more shocked to see Marchand end up in Florida. That's what really did it to me. Was like, wait, what? Florida? The Panthers? Him? It just, and I know, you know, all the reports are, well, he wanted to stay on the East Coast because of family. If it wasn't going to be Boston, he didn't want to, you know, because I thought, and I talked to Onesson about this, I thought the L.A. Kings made a lot of sense. He would have been out of sight, out of mind, all the way in the West Coast, Western Conference, Kings, a very, you know, a very good brand in hockey. They are a defensive juggernaut, and they can't score. So I thought, hey, get a veteran guy. You know, I know he's coming off of injury. Get him healthy, and he can help you out. And he's clutch. They're going to be a playoff team. I thought the Kings made sense, but Brad didn't want to, you know, go to the West Coast. Reportedly, the Bruins wanted to do right by him, which is the right thing to do. And so he ends up in Florida. But I'm like, Florida? Oh, my God. So I was shocked. I was shocked at that more than him being traded. But listen, I want to use this platform today as therapy for all of us. Call me and vent. This is a safe space. 617-779-7937. Some people don't feel comfortable calling. You can hit me up. I'm on social media at Travis Thomas Experience. I'm on Twitter and I'm on IG. Again, you know, this is a safe space. I'm your sports therapist today. 617-779-7937. I mean, look, I got a chance to cover the guy for a few years now, but most of his career, you know, I spent covering him from the enemy standpoint. Down in D.C. covering the Capitals, and that fan base hated him. I mean, you know that. That fan base hated him. Just like you and other fan bases hate Tom Wilson. But Caps fans love Tom Wilson. You know, Bruins fans worship at the altar of Brad Marchand. And we know why. He was the ultimate agitator. He was the ultimate leader. A champion. Clutch as all hell. Brad Marchand was the kind of guy that if your team played against him, you hated him. But if he's on your team, you loved him. And I know you loved him. How are you feeling about all this? I mean, honestly, I tuned in to a lot of the shows when this went down, and it was mostly reactionary. And it was host sort of, I don't want to say talking at you, but they were so pressed to kind of get their thoughts off that I thought, well, who's talking to the people? I mean, I see you on social media. I've seen all the messages and the anger and the vitriol. I get it. But I just, today, I want to be a voice of the people. I mean, this show, I always tell you, if it's your first time hearing me, let me explain something to you. Usually I do 3 or 4 hours here. Today it's a shortened show, obviously, because of the Sox. I'm on till 6. But I always say I like talking with you and not at you. And I think today's a great example of I'm just opening up the phone lines and I just want to hear from you. I mean, many of you, I don't even know if you're even watching this Bruins Lightning game. Some of you have already punted on the season. And I understand, but the rebuild is on, right? Coyle to Colorado, Carlo to Toronto. I mean, even that, Carlo to Toronto was weird to me. Like, bro, you're sending him to the Maple Leafs? Really? So I just want to open up the lines and be the voice of the people today because I have to imagine, you know, you're hurting. But listen, this is truly the end of an era. Like, there are zero players left from the Cup team in 2011. Zero. That's it. The rebuild's on. And I understand this because, again, I've covered his whole career. I was just in a different city. And then luckily, you know, I got a chance to cover him here at the end. That's something I'll tell the grandkids. But for the most part, you know, I think he was here so long. I mean, there's some of you grew up watching him. Some of you, like me, watched his whole career. I mean, it's just sad. Those of you who are young and you know, your childhood was part of this, your childhood took a hit losing this guy. I understand that. I've been in sports long enough to get it and to get the brevity and the weight that some of these players carry in these cities, especially Boston. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. I'm just opening up the phone lines here and letting you feel what you feel. Now, the rebuild, you know, and I know people say, well, you didn't get enough for Brad Marchand. Listen, if he plays in 50% of the games in the first and second round, you're going to get a first-round pick. Now, I get it. You know, it's back into the first. I understand. I hear you. I know all the things. But right now, I'm looking at this. So this season, when we get to draft time, you'll have a first, 2 seconds, a third, a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. In 2026, next year, you'll have a 2 firsts, a second, a third, 2 fourths, 2 fifths, a sixth, and a seventh. And then in 2027, you'll have your first round pick, of course, 2 seconds, fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh. So you are just, I mean, you're collecting draft picks right now like infinity stones. So the rebuild is on. And, you know, we understand that it's going to be a while. And I know, you know, the Bruins have said all the right things. It's not a rebuild. It's a retool and all that. That's what you're supposed to say. But the reality is it's a rebuild. It is. And we know it. 617-779-7937. End of an era with Boston Bruins hockey. And now the youth movement begins. So I'll take your calls all show long on this. I still just can't believe it. Honestly, again, I was prepared for Brad Marchand to be traded. I thought it was the right thing to do. You couldn't agree to terms in the offseason. I knew when they couldn't agree to an extension in the offseason. I was like, oh, boy. You know, uh-oh. That's always trouble. But I also thought this team would be really good this year. And I thought, you know, I didn't think they'd be world beaters like we saw a few years ago in the regular season. But I thought they'd be a wild card team and have a chance. Once you're in the, you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs, anything can happen. Swayman could get hot. You know, Pasta and Marchie go off, and you never know. And that's all that matters, just getting a postseason. But obviously, coach getting fired, team underachieving. It was just trending in a direction that I thought, you know what? We all knew this team was going to be sellers at the deadline. My good buddy Shukri Wrights called this show and said, listen, I mean, he was like a month ahead of it. They're going to be sellers at the deadline. He was talking about the trade deadline before we were even getting close to it. So as the deadline approached, it was like, okay, I sort of prepared myself, right? It was like, all right, you can never prepare yourself for a divorce, but you know when one's coming, don't you? So it's like, okay. But I never would have thought you trade him to the Panthers? What? So Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Bennett, and Brad Marchand are teammates? Come on, man. And then here's the best part. The Bruins host the Panthers Tuesday night. Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, I actually haven't even been to a Bruins game this season. I've been too busy. I think I'm going to have to go Tuesday night. That's just, I mean, that is insanity. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. 617-779-7937. I am your sports therapist until 6 p.m. Please take full advantage of this. I mean, honestly. In fact, you know, I see him now. He's on my phone screen here. Let's go to Shukri Writes, who I just, you know what, brother? You and I are so tight. I saw a lot of your post on Twitter about this. I'm just going to give you the floor here because, you know, you called the rebuild. You called that this team would be sellers at the deadline, but you never bought up Brad Marchand. And certainly, I'm curious to know if you were open to him being traded, but I know damn well you did not see him going to the Florida Panthers. So the floor is yours, brother. Thanks for calling, and I'm sorry for your loss with Brad Marchand. Is he there? Do we have Shukri? All right. Put him on hold. See if we can get his phone to work. I can't hear anything. So, well, if you want to... Oh, there he is. There he is. Go ahead. Go ahead, Shu. I'm sorry. I didn't have you up. Go ahead, buddy.
No, it's all good. It's all good. What's going on, brother? There's one thing I do have to correct you on. I actually did envision Marchand getting traded.
Okay.
And on that point, I want to start off there because 2 months ago, and as the kids like to say, we have receipts. I literally said this in January. Like the truth is out there. The truth is in the pudding. That I addressed this in a video that I posted earlier, saying that because of the fact that that the Bruins had not come to an agreement where Brad Marchand for a new contract as of yet should concern you. And I said this literally the same day that Mikko Rantanen got traded from the Colorado Avalanche to the Carolina Hurricanes. I said it the same night. And with the way that things were trending back in January, I said that it is absolutely necessary this team goes into a full reset.
Yeah.
And I knew it then. And I knew that because they had to come to a contract agreement with Marchand that they were going to likely trade him. There was no way that they were going to let him walk away
right, for
absolutely like pennies in a bucket. No way. But what I didn't expect, you, what you were absolutely correct on, Travis, was the Florida Panthers. My initial reaction, Travis, was anger. Yeah. It was anger initially. But then more details came out that he had a preference. He wanted to stay east. So he got traded to the Florida Panthers, a team that had a chance to win the Stanley Cup again this spring. And I said, you know what? I kind of get it. But my anger now is not so much with Marchand. It was never with Marchand to begin with.
Right.
But it's with the front office because of the fact that they allowed this team to get to this point. I said it even last summer to wrap up my point, the concern regarding the lack of secondary scoring. I said it last July. And again, the receipts are out there. And that it was never addressed during the regular season. They thought that firing Jim Montgomery was going to be the answer. But no, it was just a Band-Aid on top of a wide-open gushing wound. So you go out and you bring in Joe Sacco thinking that was going to be the solution. It was the interim head coach. But no, the issue still remained with the team. And they decided that, you know, it was time to blow up the team. And they did that yesterday. And I thought they had a pretty good deadline for all the moves prior to Marchand yesterday,
yeah,
including the Charlie Coyle trade. Opportunity traded Brad Marchand to the Florida Panthers.
Oh, man, just brutal. Before I let you go, brother, and you know I always appreciate when you call, and I try to take advantage of having you on here when I can. You know, let's talk about the rebuild. I just laid out all the draft picks over the next few years. It's a ton of them. How do you start over? Because, literally, obviously you have Pasta, you do have Swayman, so you're not starting from scratch here. How do you build around those players? What would you like to see the Bruins do moving forward now in terms of building this franchise back up?
It's a good question because they did get back a pretty significant amount of draft picks yesterday, like especially the second round draft picks that they got back.
Right.
I thought that it was going to be really huge, and now when you think about what the Bruins acquired in the yesterday's trades, like especially, I'm gonna start with Casey Middlestad because a lot of Bruin fans may not have been like familiar with him, but I said it on Twitter yesterday that no, this was a solid get from Colorado in the Charlie Coyle deal. But I am interested, intrigued to see what Fraser Minton becomes, because he was the guy that the Brewers acquired in the deal that sent Brandon Carlo to the Toronto Maple Leafs. And let's see what Johi Harju,
yeah.
Pardon me if I pronounce his name incorrectly, they're all under 30 years old. But Mackenzie Milostat, I think, is the centerpiece, but as well as you get critical second-round draft pieces that they're going to be able to utilize in a future draft, especially two of them for this year's draft. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But I think the question now begs, is Sweeney and Neely going to be there once the draft comes around in order to be able to get this thing going in the right direction?
Wow. All right, Shu. We appreciate you, man. And tell the people where they can follow you at, man, because you've been all over this stuff.
You can follow me on Twitter at ShukriWrites, ShukriWrites. Also, same handle for TikTok as well. I appreciate you having me on, brother.
My man, appreciate you always, man. I could just hear the pain.
Always.
I could hear the pain. 617-779-7937. I am your sports therapist until 6 p.m. A couple people have been hitting me up on the text line laughing that I'm calling myself the sports therapist today. It is a Travis Thomas experience, but a kinder, gentler Travis Thomas experience. As we work through the Brad Marchand trade, I'm actually looking right now at this article, and it leads me to a question. So walk with me here. Stay with me. This article I'm looking at is the 100 most valuable franchises in the world. Sports. 100 most valuable sports franchises in the world. And so I'm skimming through this. The Bruins are worth $2.7 billion, and they're one of the most valuable teams in the NHL. Okay? Out of this 100 most valuable sports franchises in the world, number 22 on the list are the Boston Celtics. They're worth up to $5 billion. Number 20 on this list, your Boston Red Sox, $5.2 billion. Number 8 on the list. So the highest local team on this list are the New England Patriots. They're number 8, and they are worth $6.7 billion. Wow. It's a lot of cabbage. So I don't want to talk to you about, you know, all these rich owners here. What I want to ask you is, as I kind of look at this list and just seeing Bruins worth, Celtics are worth this, Red Sox are worth that, Patriots are worth this, it makes me wonder, and I'm going to ask you, who do you think, we'll leave the Celtics out of it because all of us kind of feel like they're going to repeat, right? Who do you think will win a title first? The Red Sox, Bruins, or the Patriots? Who do you think will win a title first? Who's going to bring a title back to Boston? Sox, Bruins, or the Patriots? 617-779-7937. I'm just looking at all the money that these local teams are worth, and it just makes me think, like, man, well, obviously the Celtics, you know, they're going to repeat, so we're not going to even count them today. But you look at what the Red Sox are doing. I like the you know, where they're trending. I like the direction that they're going in. I believe in the vision. I think they could, listen, mess around and maybe win the AL this season. I think that's my answer is the Sox. The Bruins are in a rebuild or restarting one. The Patriots are in the middle of it as well, although they're not far off. Listen, in the NFL, I mean, these turnarounds happen pretty quickly. And it all starts with the combo of the quarterback and the head coach. And we think we got that right. Drake May's for sure right. And Mike Vrabel, we all believe, is the right guy. So if you have that combo, they have a ton of money. Free agency's opening. They have the number 4 pick in the first round. Maybe are the Patriots that far off? I don't think so. And again, I know we're all hurt right now. So we could be prisoners of the moment, and it'll feel like the Bruins, we got to wait 10 years. But you do have Pasta. You do have Jeremy Swayman. You're not, you know, it's not all like, you didn't exactly, you know, demolition the house here. You just tore down some walls in there. I don't know. What do you think? Who won a title first? Red Sox, Bruins, or Patriots? 617-779-7937. You can also hit me up on social media. I'm at Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Listen, we do have a packed show for you. Even though I'm only here till 6, I mean, we're going to vent about this Brad Marchand being gone. We'll also talk Red Sox spring training. I have been impressed with spring training. I've just seen everything I've needed to see. Like, Garrett Crochet looks like the real deal. Alex Bregman is the truth. I mean, that guy's unreal. The prospects have flashed, shown some, you know, why they're so highly touted. So I feel like I've seen enough to feel comfortable with spring training and to feel like, all right, I'm ready for this season. I've said this on past shows. You know, I have yet to cover a Red Sox playoff run, and I am jonesing for it. I've had Bruins, obviously Celtics. You know, I have not had Patriots, but I knew when I got the gig here that it was going to be a while. Like, I got here, year two of Mac Jones. How'd that work out? So I kind of like knew, all right, this is going to be a while for the Patriots. Plus, it was a dynasty. Like, what are you going to do? I'm not expecting the Patriots to go out and win a Super Bowl every year after 20 years of it. So I already baked in my head, it's going to take a while for the Pats, and I'm okay with that. But I thought for sure I was going to get some Red Sox playoff love, but I haven't. So I am dying for that selfishly in my career. I want to cover a Red Sox playoff run. So I think we'll get that this season. So I'll talk to you about that all show long. We have to talk about the Patriots draft. We have to do that. But in the meantime, in between time, I want to hear from you on my question of the day, which is, who's going to bring a title back here first? We'll leave the Celtics out of it. Red Sox, Bruins, or the Patriots? What do you think? 617-779-7937. Remember, I am your sports therapist till 6 o'clock. Get in here. This is a safe space. I know this Brad Marchand trade has you in your feels. I got your back. Give me a call. 617-779-7937. Help me help us. This is the Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Caroline, Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Listen, this is sports therapy, okay? This is a safe space. If you need to vent about Brad Marchand being traded, call me. I'm your guy. I mean, the rebuild is on, isn't it? Coyle to Colorado, Carlo to Toronto, Brad Marchand to Florida. Aye, aye, aye. But, hey, you got draft picks out the yin-yang for the next few years. Let's start the rebuild. You still have Pasta. You still have Swayman. You have players. 617-779-7937. I also talked some Sox to start the show here, coming off the 9-8. Loss to the Twins. Our guy, Trace Thompson, though, hit a moon rocket. He leads MLB with 5 homers so far this in spring training. And I actually posed a question before I went to break because I'm reading this article, The 100 Most Valuable Sports Franchises in the World. And so, you know, of course, it's a lot of, you know, like soccer teams and We know all the usual suspects, Cowboys and Lakers and all that nonsense. So I just looked at, like, the local teams. I didn't care about, you know, if you care about the other teams, you can call and I can give you this list. But, you know, the Bruins are worth $2.7 billion. They're one of the most valuable teams in the NHL. The Celtics are worth $5 billion. That got them 22 on the top 100 list. 20th were the Sox, $5.2 billion. And then I wonder if the Celtics getting a repeat will take them over the Red Sox. That's an interesting question. I'd like to ask a smart person in finance that. And then number 8 on the list were the Patriots at $6.7 billion, which is just absurd. Like, the NFL is ridiculous. But I bring all that up to say that it kind of made me think, if I take the Celtics out of it, because most of us, if not all of us, believe that they will repeat. By the way, I will talk about the Celtics at 5:30 today. You know, if you take them out of it and you just look at the Sox, Bees, and the Pats, it made me wonder, who's going to win a title first? Red Sox, Bruins, or the Patriots? Now, before you say, well, it's obviously the Red Sox, are you sure? I mean, because I'm getting a lot on the text line, and thank you all for weighing in. I'm getting a lot of votes on the text line for the Red Sox, which is my answer too, by the way. But I'm like, man, the Dodgers, they haven't even started paying their players yet. They've deferred. They've deferred to the year 3000. So it's not like the Dodgers are going anywhere. In the NL, and there's a lot of really good teams out there, by the way. I mean, honestly, Padres are really good. The Phillies are really good. The Braves are always the Braves. The Mets, my God. I mean, if they can actually maybe get some return on all these investments. So there are teams. Now, in the AL, I think the Sox have a chance here, maybe even this year. I was looking at this. Tell me if you agree with this. Again, here's a number. If you want to vent about Marchand, or you want to talk about this question, or do both, my question to you is, who will win a title first, Sox, Bruins, or the Patriots? 617-779-7937. So listen, I just looked this up because I was thinking, all right, Sox are going to be good this season. Most of us think that. And where they've faltered down the stretch, we all know it. The last few years, I've been here, we've talked, I've taken the calls. It's a trade deadline, not doing anything. Can the show say amen? And then they fade in the second half of the season. Post-deadline, post-All-Star break, they fade. And so I was like, okay, you know what? I know, what is this, March, what, 8th? I'm like, let me look ahead to post-All-Star break. What's the record right out of the gate? And you all know how valuable that real estate is. When you come right out of that All-Star break, you got to start hot, don't you? So I looked at this. Have you guys seen this? I'm just going to rattle off these teams. You're going to think I'm making this up. I swear to God, out of the All-Star break, this is Murderer's Row. We will know about this team immediately after the All-Star break. The Sox go to Wrigley, go to Philly, at Fenway against the Dodgers. They go to Minnesota. At home against the Astros, at home against the Royals, they go to San Diego, then they go to Houston. Oh my God, that is insane. So how long is this? For a full calendar month, it is hell. But you can learn a lot about your baseball team during that stretch, can't you? Holy shnikes. 3 games at Wrigley against the Cubs, who should be better this year. 3-game series in Philly, which is always tough. You know they're going to be tough. Then you come back to Fenway for 3 against the Dodgers, the champs. Then you go to Minnesota against the Twins for a 3-game series. They're going to be better this year. You're at home against the Astros for 3. I don't think the Astros are going to be good this year, but we'll see. They're still a wildly veteran team. At home for 3 against the Royals, who we know are good. They'll be a playoff team again. 3-game set against the Padres in San Diego. Three-game set against the Astros in Houston. Holy crap. I mean, that is... Holy crap. But look, I still think this team is a wild card team. I do not believe the Yankees are going to be as good as they were last season, but I still think they're good enough to probably win the division. I'm going to take the Sox as a wild card, and in the AL, it is wide open. And so who knows? I mean, they could get to a World Series this year. So that's my answer. But again, the Patriots are not far off either. In this league, you got to have the right head coach and the right quarterback combo, and we think we have both in Vrabel and Drake May. I did get a text that I wanted to read you, which is fair. This texter said, "You Patriots fans are insane. I know you want Drake May to be a franchise quarterback, and he may end up being one, but pump the brakes on saying you know he's the guy." So that's I did not say I know he's the guy. I said we think, because I do think that's a fair point by you. It is a fair point. You don't know for sure if you have the franchise guy. But what are the traits in a franchise quarterback? Big, strong, athletic, strong arm, can make all the throws, can make all the reads, smart, tough, leader. I mean, he has all of that. Check, 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 all the way down the board. Now it's on the Patriots. I think Drake May has shown me enough that he has the makings of a franchise quarterback. I think the rest is on the franchise now to give him what he needs to cook. I mean, you got to protect him. You got to give him weapons. And we'll see how free agency goes. But I guess my point is I just believe that this Patriots team's not far off. And in the NFL, it doesn't take long to turn it around very quickly. I mean, we see teams go from worst to first overnight all the time in this league. That's why the NFL is king, in my opinion. So I don't think they're as far off as maybe you think. And then the Bruins, I feel the same way. Now, right now it's tough because we're all hurt about what's going on. I mean, it's the end of an era. There's no one left from the Stanley Cup team. But you do have Pasta. You do have Swayman. And you have draft picks out the yin-yang. So we'll see what happens with the Bruins. But I think this is closer between these teams. Again, taking the Celtics out. Sox, Bruins, and Pats, I think they can be lumped together. Although I agree with you, it seems like most of the answers I'm getting are the Red Sox. Let's go to Doug on line one who wants to weigh in on this. What's going on, Doug? Who do you got, Red Sox, Bruins, or Patriots to win a title next?
I would think the Red Sox should do it, maybe even this year, but they have to have a real good year. From Devers, Story at shot, Bregman at second, and Casas at first. They have to really gel together with the hitting and the good pitching they have, but they have to make it happen on the field.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do think, I appreciate the call, Doug. I do think that we're going to probably be in the same boat we have been the last few years, where we're sitting here at the trade deadline and we're saying, go get what you need to get you over the hump. One can just hold out hope that they actually do that this season, because my only concern, I don't hate the bullpen. I don't hate it. I think it's solid-ish, but I do think you need a closer if you're going to be for real. Like, if you're going to go to the World Series this year, which is possible in the AL, you got to get a closer. That's what I think. A texter called me out, and they said, "You had the Sox going to the playoffs until the very end last year. Revisionist history?" I'm not – what's the problem here? I'm not saying – this is about last year. I thought they were going to make the playoffs. By the way, they should have. I mean, they were hanging in there. And this team this season is more talented. I think we can all agree on that. So, yeah, I mean, I do. I think – now, last year, I'll be honest with you, since you brought it up, I did think they would make it. I didn't think they'd go anywhere. I thought the win, the victory, would be making it to the postseason last season. Now, I mean, I'm already looking past making it to the playoffs. I'm trying to get in the damn World Series and play Shohei Ohtani. Because you know they're going to be there. Those – I tell you what, man, those Dodgers, Oh, my God. They are the Avengers. I don't even call them the Dodgers. I call them the Avengers. True story. Who will win a title first, Red Sox, Bruins, or Patriots? Do you need to vent about Brad Marchand? I am here for you. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.